today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us because we're going to speak about the fault finder in the view of Islam. وسيدي ومولاي ومالك رقي يوما بيده ناصيتي يا أليما بذري ومسكنتي يا خبيرا بفقري وفاقتي. Today, Thursday, is the 4th of Rajab, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 6th of Bahman, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 26th of January, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today and the Quranic part, we'll listen to chapter Al-Hujurat, verse 12, then we find the points about it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه واتقوا الله إن الله تواب رحيم.
O you who have believed, avoid much negative assumption. Indeed, some assumption is sin. And do not spy or backbite each other. Would one of you like to eat the flesh of his brother when dead? You would detest it. And fear Allah. Indeed, Allah is accepting of repentance and merciful.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Resuming the discussion raised in the preceding verse, the blessed verse in question treats a factor perturbing the peace and brotherhood amongst believers, among which mention may be made of suspicion, prying, and backbiting. It is worthy of note that the Holy Quran recommends believers to entertain good intentions toward others and refrain from entertaining suspicion about others. The Arabic word qaybah designates talking behind someone's back without people being aware of the same, and it happens to be offensive to the person being backbitten.
والإكرام يا إلهي فاعف
The topic of this part is the fault finder in the view of Islam. Please be with us. One of the common ways through which people deflect their own shortcomings and do not face up to their own faults is to blame others. The righteous leader of Muslims, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, once said, "The worst of people is the person who searches for faults in others while being blind to his own faults." Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "None of your faith is pure unless your heart is upright, and your heart will not be rectified until your tongue is in order." Since virtually all false finding is conveyed verbally, we must be careful of power of the tongue, since wise people caution the fact that affliction caused by the tongue is more severe than the harm caused by the sword. The Prophet also provided the basic rule of good character when he responded to a question regarding salvation. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny said, "None of your faith is pure unless your heart is upright, and your heart will not be rectified until your tongue is in order." Since virtually all fault finding is conveyed verbally, we must be careful of the power of the tongue, since wise people caution the fact that affliction caused by the tongue is more severe than the harm caused by the sword. The Prophet also provided the basic rule of good character when he responded to a question regarding salvation. He said, "It is necessary for you to control your tongue and weep for your own faults."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about picking faults, and picking faults in others mostly. It is because of this reason that Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam has forbidden us from associating ourselves with such people and has said that إِيَّاكَ وَمُعَاشِرَةَ مُتَتَبِّعُ عُيُوبِ النَّاسِ فَإِنَّهُ لَمْ يَسْلَمْ وَصَاحِبُهُمْ مِنْهُمْ. I warn you, keeping relations with people who look for faults in others, since surely there is not a single person who will be safe from such people. But there is an important point, brothers and sisters, we have to keep it in mind, that pointing out one's defects with sincerity is not the same as fault finding. A point of interest which a great majority of people are uniformed about is that picking faults of others and insulting them in the presence of others is one thing, whereas guiding them and pointing out the proper way to do things and showing them their errors is another thing. Picking the faults of others is one of the negative ethical traits, whereas guiding people and informing them of their own shortcomings by advising and giving them good counsel is one of the religious and humanistic responsibilities. Therefore, it is incumbent upon every spiritually conscious person to save his fellow human beings from a terrible end, and that dark day when everyone will have to answer for their actions. Informing people of the shortcomings in their own lives is so important and valuable that Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq alayhi salam classified this as the great gift that a person can give to another and has said, رَحِمَ اللَّهُ مْرَأَنْ أَهْدَى إِلَيَّ عُيُوبِي. May Allah's mercy be upon that person who offers a gift to me by pointing out my own mistakes and shortcomings.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
Dear brothers and sisters, this is today's special, and we'll look at pointing out one's defects with sincerity. that is not the same as fault-finding. A point of interest which a great majority of people are uninformed about is that picking faults of others and insulting them in the presence of other people is one thing, whereas guiding them and pointing out the proper way to do things and showing them their errors is another thing. Picking the faults of others is one of the negative ethical traits, whereas guiding people and informing them of their own shortcomings, but by advising and giving them good counsel, is one of the religious and humanistic responsibilities. Therefore, it is incumbent upon every spiritually conscious person to save his fellow human beings from a terrible and that dark day when everyone will have to answer for their actions.
Everything I have, everything I own, everything I eat is thanks to you. Every breath I take, every bird I hear, every smile I see is thanks to you.
In this part of today's special, how to stop finding faults in others, give them the benefit of the doubt. The work of giving people the benefit of the doubt in this way is worthwhile for several reasons. We reduce our own frustration and impatience. We process the world in a kinder, more nuanced way. Our kind attitude is often reciprocal. If you give someone else the benefit of the doubt, they are much more likely to do so with you in the future. To stop finding fault with others, we must give others the same understanding we so easily give ourselves. When someone is late, perhaps they were stuck in traffic. When someone drops the ball on communication, it is likely that they have a thousand other things they are trying to focus on.
The meaning of al-humaza, according to one translation, because sometimes it's a little bit difficult to get an accurate English translation for powerful Arabic words. Al-humaza means the fault finder, the one who has the habit of finding faults with others, exposing others, backbiting others. This is the title of this chapter. We do have beautiful hadiths about that. Wonderful hadiths. What are the things to avoid so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects you from something like that? So reciting this chapter in your daily prayers will have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase the sustenance for you, the quality of life for you and your children. And number two, it protects from sudden death. Sometimes sudden death happens, whether through an accident, a heart attack. Somehow, the one who reads this chapter regularly, the Imam alayhi salam says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect this person from sudden death. So let's keep that in mind. And when you recite this verse every day, this chapter every day, it really reminds you of the social security, my dear brothers and sisters. Because oftentimes we do see in our gatherings, it's very common for us to gossip, talk about people's faults, people's problems. And the religion of Islam is very sensitive with that. Backbiting is a major, major sin. If I would share with you some of the hadiths about backbiting, it's really shocking. You know, the Prophet ﷺ, when he went on his ascension to the Mi'raj, as he was going through the heavens, he saw a group of people, their own flesh would be cut from their bodies, then they would eat it. Yeah, that's gruesome. The Prophet ﷺ asked Jibreel, Jibreel, who are these people? Jibreel tells him, Ya Rasulullah, these are the backbiters. They're brothers and sisters in society, they gossip them, They engaged in backbiting, slandering, ruining their reputation. And this is their fate on the Day of Judgment after they die. And the Quran says this. When the Quran says not to backbite one another, the Quran says, أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا. Does any one of you desire to eat the dead flesh of his brother? That's backbiting. If you could see backbiting in body form, in physical form, an embodiment of backbiting, that's how it would be. Eating the flesh of your brother. And this is the fate of those who do that on the Day of Judgment.
Topic was the fault finder in the view of Islam. Inshallah, on the next episode of this program, today's special from IRIB English Radio, we continue to search and find more about this interesting topic. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we meet you soon. And till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah.
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي